For our global hit today, a brief check-in with the Where Are They Now department. It's been more than 41 years since the Welsh singer Mary Hopkin became the first artist signed to the Beatles' Apple Records label. Mary Hopkin's only big hit was Those Were the Days.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two.
But what a hit it was. The song went to number one in the UK and number two in the US. Those Were the Days sold over 8 million copies worldwide. It was such an international success, Mary Hopkin even recorded another version just for the French market. Mary Hopkin may have been Apple's first talent discovery, but she was hardly without experience. She was born in Pontardaw, Wales in 1950. As a teenager, she became part of a folk group called Selby, Set, and Mary. Before Apple Records, Mary Hopkin's first recording was for a small label in her hometown. The repertoire was music she adored and grew up with, traditional Welsh songs. Over the years, Mary Hopkin has continued to perform. She's gigged with the Irish ensemble The Chieftains, and she's launched her own record label, Mary Hopkin Music. Mary Hopkin never reproduced the success of Those Were the Days. Instead, she's become a champion of her first love, Welsh traditional music. Last summer, the Smithsonian Institution's label, Folkways, recorded an anthology of Welsh songs. The first track belongs to Mary Hopkin. It's a song she performed decades ago with Selby, Set, and Mary. We leave you with Iderin Pir, or Gentle Bird. It probably won't sell in the millions, but Mary Hopkin still can sing, that's for sure. From the world's Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.